It's now time for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260 KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, on this Wednesday, May 1st of 2024. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Fee, as we take a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour. Pro-Palestinian protests have been cleared from the University of California at Los Angeles, known as UCLA, and Columbia University in New York. Dueling groups of protesters clashed early Wednesday at UCLA in confrontations that included fistfights, shoving, kicking, and beating each other with sticks. UCLA canceled classes Wednesday. Late Tuesday, police burst into a Columbia University building occupied by pro-Palestinian protesters and broke up a demonstration that had paralyzed the school. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said Wednesday that police arrested about 300 people at Columbia and City College. Police also cleared an encampment at Tulane University in New Orleans early Wednesday. A student protest movement has washed over the country since police first tried to end an encampment at Columbia University nearly 2 weeks ago. There have been fiery rhetoric and tumultuous arrests on high-profile campuses from New York to Los Angeles, as we just told you about. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has met with Israeli leaders in his push for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas to impress on them that the time is now for an agreement that would free hostages and bring a pause in the nearly 7 months of war. The current round of talks appear to be serious, with Hamas considering a new proposal, but the sides remain far apart on the key issue of whether the war should end as part of an emerging deal. In talks with Blinken, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeated his determination to carry out on the offensive on southern Gaza town of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians are sheltering. And Donald Trump is using a one-day break from his New York hush money trial to rally voters in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan. The visits on Wednesday come a day after Trump was held in contempt of court and threatened with jail time for violating a gag order. Judge Juan M. Mershon has said if Trump continues to violate his orders, he will impose an incarceratory punishment. The former president is trying to achieve a balancing act unprecedented in American history by running for a second term as the presumptive Republican nominee while also fighting felony charges in New York. And Florida's ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy has gone into effect, and some doctors are concerned that women in the state will no longer have access to needed health care. Fertility specialist Dr. Leah Roberts says the anti-abortion laws being enacted by Florida and other red states are being vaguely written by people who don't understand medical science. And that is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust, to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Brian Frisk has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Brian Frisk.
Not too bad of a day shaping up here today. We have sunny skies as the sun powering through some of the clouds. We'll call it partly sunny, 54 degrees. A west wind of 8 miles an hour. There is a wind chill, feels 2 degrees cooler at 52. Humidity's at 63% and the barometric pressure at 29.85 inches. The forecast for this afternoon, mostly sunny. The high near 63, west winds around 15, gusting up to 20. Then tonight, a 20% chance of showers after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 45. That's the forecast for today. We'll take a look. There's more rain in the forecast here over the next week. We'll tell you all about that coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have partly sunny skies and 54 degrees. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up right after this from our friends at Pru Refrigeration and Heating and Riverview Health.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview Health.
Now taking a look at the state news. Of course, there's always something going on at the Capitol. And let's take a look at our headlines at this hour. First on our state headlines, the Democrat-controlled Minnesota House passed a supplemental budget bill for K-12 education Tuesday, despite Republicans' objections. Red Wing Representative Pam Altendorf says Democrats showed their priorities in 2023 when they had money to do anything they wanted. They chose 65 new mandates, strangling our education systems. Hopkins Democrat Cheryl Joachim responds, the state is very lucky in a supplemental budget year to have money to spend on kids and more investments in the READ Act. She says it provides our districts flexibility and funds for innovation, puts more teachers in our classrooms, keeps more students in our classrooms. Democrats are touting demonstration grants for 9 school districts to reduce student absence, plus more funding to train teachers on literacy curriculum. The Minnesota Department of Human Services is restarting the longstanding practice of checking medical assistance enrollees' assets to make sure they're eligible for coverage. Assistant Commissioner John Connolly says they will give asset tests to people who are 65 years old or older, people who are blind or have a disability, people using long-term care services, and people who are in a Medicare savings program. Connolly says enrollees who don't need testing will be notified by the state, and the list includes children, pregnant people, adults under the age of 65, and caretakers. Enrollees can look up their new renewal month in the DHS's website at mnrenewallookup.com. Authorities are naming the 3-year-old boy killed in a Dakota County crash that shut down Highway 52 near Hampton Monday for several hours. The medical examiner says Sebastian Chavez Garcia of St. Paul died of multiple blunt force injuries. State troopers say Chavez Garcia was in the car that crossed the center line and collided with a semi. The driver, 28-year-old Marie Garcia Galindo of St. Paul, was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The roadway was wet at the time of the crash. Clergy and faith leaders are highlighting the urgent need for state lawmakers to address Minnesota's growing housing crisis. Doug Mork with the Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Minneapolis says he believes that everyone has the inherent dignity to affordable and safe housing options, regardless of skin color, zip code, or life experience, but those standards are not being met. Mork says Minnesota faces 100,000 housing unit shortage, and legislation to expand housing options for developers and residents has been halted during the legislative session by city officials who represent areas where affordable housing benchmarks are lagging. And a Hamline University professor, David Schultz, says that based on available records, his best estimate is that since Minnesota became a state, around 24 legislators have resigned because of serious criminal allegations, usually stepping down before going to trial. Schultz says most cases seem to involve embezzlement or misappropriation of funds in lawmakers' private lives, not public money, although there have been some cases involving allegations of physical assault. Despite this, Schultz says there is no recorded instance of a state legislature ever actually having been expelled from the state legislature. The bar for expulsion is high, as the Minnesota Constitution requires a two-thirds majority in the chamber where the member is serving. And that is a look at the state news. And, well, many people, we're going to read this one just because it shows you Valley Sports is, it's a joke. It really is. It's a terrible run organization. But the Minnesota Twins fans will no longer be able to watch their favorite baseball team on Comcast Xfinity Cable, which really doesn't affect anybody in Northwest Minnesota. But it is a large portion down in the Twin Cities. The owner of Bally Sports North is in bankruptcy proceedings, and its deal with Comcast expired at midnight. The channel went dark on Comcast and had a message saying Bally Sports is no longer available. Xfinity says it will be issuing proactive monthly credits to customers for the loss of the network. The Twins ride a 9-game win streak into today's 1 o'clock series. But a lot of people here don't have Bally Sports as well. And you can always listen. The Twins Radio Network, whether it's KROX or other stations across the state, we're going to have it. You don't have to worry about us. We will have Twins baseball on all season long. So there you go. Radio is where it's at. That is about it on the state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back, and we'll take a look at our local news and the weather. That'll be coming up right after this.
An energy-efficient train system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched train components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a train. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Our team is getting stronger to serve you better. Riverview Health is pleased to welcome orthopedic surgeon Dr. Brennan Smith. Dr. Smith is here to provide convenient access to comprehensive orthopedic care, including joint replacements and sports medicine. Dr. Smith is now seeing patients at Riverview Clinic in Crookston, East Grand Forks, and Thief River Falls. When you need exceptional care close to home, turn to the specialist at Riverview Health. Call 218-281-9595.
Exceptional care. Riverview Health.
As we take a look at the sports scene from yesterday, the Red Lake Falls Lafayette Eagles, they're ranked number 2 in the state. They're now 10-0 as they no-hit Crookston. Kylie Clipping threw a no-hitter. She had a walk, otherwise she would have had a perfect game. And Red Lake Falls beat Crookston 15-0 in four innings. Crookston drops to 0-4 on the season. Major League Baseball, the Twins win their 9th in a row as they beat the White Sox 6-5. And in tennis, the Crookston Pirate boys continue to roll. They beat Moorhead 6-1. Boys and girls track, they were supposed to host the KROX Radio Invitational at East Grand Forks. That was canceled. And UMC Baseball hosting the University of Mary. They are going to play at 1:30 today. They were supposed to play a doubleheader yesterday, but that has been moved to today. On the sports scene on KROX today, we're going to have college baseball. UMC takes on the University of Mary. 1 o'clock will be, or maybe shortly thereafter, about 1:10 will be the pregame show, 1:15 maybe, and the first pitch will be at 1:30 as UMC hosts the University of Mary. Right here on KROX, we'll have game one. We will not carry game two. Boys tennis, Crookston's at the Northwest Quadrangular at East Grand Forks. They got underway at 11 o'clock. Bemidji, Crookston, East Grand Forks, and Thief River Falls competing there. And in boys golf, Crookston's at the Bemidji meet at the Bemidji Town and Country Club. They are about a little over halfway through already as they started at 9. Girls golf, Crookston is going to be at the East Grand Forks Triangular along with Thief River Falls at 1 o'clock at Valley Golf Course today in East Side. And that is a look at our sports. We do have an announcement already for tomorrow. Crookston Pirate Baseball. They were supposed to host Roseau, but the field is too wet and it probably won't be ready by tomorrow. They're going to go to Roseau and play a scheduled doubleheader again. That is still weather permitting. So that is what we have there on our sports. For the story, stats, scores, pictures, and more, go to our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace in Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs.
Enjoy fresh produce from Hugo's Family Marketplace. Green beans are on sale for $1.99 a pound. 1 pound package of sweet mini peppers, $3.99. Also on sale, 8 ounce package of Prairie Farms cream cheese, two for $4. 12 ounce select Mid America Farms top the tater sour cream dip, two for $4. Find all this week's savings and shop online for your groceries at shop.gohugos.com for convenient delivery or curbside pickup.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
My name is Curtis Ellison. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
Well, we forgot to mention, too, the Twins. They've won 9 in a row. It's the first time since 2008. So the Twins on quite the roll. And we will keep you updated on the Twins game this afternoon during that UMC baseball game. And UMC will play their last home games of the season. They'll have the playoffs in the NSIC tournament at Bismarck. That'll start a week from today, either at noon or 6 p.m. Taking a look at our local news, the Crookston Housing and Economic Development Authority Board met on Tuesday at the Valley Technology Park. The meeting began with the board reviewing and receiving reports regarding the Storefront Revitalization Grant Program. CHETA Project Coordinator Kayla Hansen informed the board that many local businesses are still showing interest in turning in applications to help beautify and revitalize their respective fronts and signage.
Interest has certainly ramped up. We're pretty quiet over the winter months to be expected. So currently we've had 13 applicants since the project rolled out last June. So we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary for the storefront program. So 13 applicants, 11 of which have been approved, 8 completed, and then 3 pending completion of work. We do have a number of applications. I believe I have 2 that are still waiting for approval.
And CHETA still has approximately $60,000 to disperse for the storefront revitalization program and is encouraging businesses to continue applying. The board went on to review the language and clauses in the storefront revitalization program and made some changes in hopes that the agreements and the terms to make the grant process more friendly to all businesses that apply.
A couple of revisions that we've made is originally in the initial application, we had a 2-year clause that essentially stated that if the building were to sell or the business were to cease operation within the 2-year window of receiving a grant, that grant would need to be repaid back. We have removed that 2-year clause. So for those who have already received a grant, they're not going to be held to that 2-year clause. And then obviously anybody who's going to be applying, that 2-year clause is no longer there.
And the board approved agreement changes for applicants that do not own the building application is intended for. They can still apply for a signage project up to $1,500. If the applicant chooses to do other building improvements, they can apply for the full grant amount of $5,000. The final revision the board approved is in regard to nonprofit organizations that are applying for the grant. Hansen explains.
We can do an in-kind match instead of a 25%. For all other applications, we will match 75, the applicant 25. So we've brought up that in-kind match that has gone over pretty well with a lot of our nonprofits that have expressed wanting to apply.
And the meeting continued with the board approving the allocation of dispersing small cities development grant to local income accumulation for future local projects at a specific apartment complex, which was not named. EDA Director Carrie Kirschbaum explained how the local income has accumulated.
So local income is income that was paid back. They used to have a variety of these small cities development grants, I think 2012, 2016. Some of that money was paid back for whatever reasons, and it accumulates and then was in the bank account. And then so we've been working with City Hall to get it back out because it's intended to be put out into the community.
And the funds that have been paid back regarding the SCDG have accumulated to approximately $130,000, in which has been allocated for future roof renovations and ADA compliance checkups at the apartment complex. I'm assuming, I don't want to assume, we'll get this, we should have been given this, this is public information, but I'm assuming it's Oak Court. Again, I do not know that for a fact, so do not quote me on that. The meeting ended with the board receiving information about the grant application status regarding another application submission from the EDA for the funding. CHITA has officially submitted another application to the state of Minnesota for $1.2 million. The grant winners will be notified if they were selected by the middle of the summer, and funds will be dispersed in 2025. The consent agenda included the approval of minutes from the March 26th and April 9th CHITA meetings. It also included the approval of bills and disbursements in the amount of $233,610.12. In honor of Mental Health Awareness Month, the Fertile Public Library will host two programs raising awareness about mental health. On Wednesday, May 8th, a community-based art project focused on adult mental well-being will be held from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. The project will be hosted by the Polk County Public Health and will allow participants to express their perception of well-being using a variety of art mediums. The purpose of the project is to destigmatize words surrounding mental health and learn how to start prioritizing our own mental health well-being. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of Randy Joseph Kappas, 42, of Yulin, for driving after driver's license was revoked. Isaac Earl Sullivan, 33, of Apple Valley, for traffic, DUI, and refusal to submit to chemical testing. Sarah Marie Natt, 38, of Ada, for selling narcotic drugs in the third degree. Taking a look at the obituary desk today, Chad D. Stebo, Y-S-T-E-B-O, 50, of Borup, formerly of Fargo, passed away Wednesday, April 24th, at the Fargo VA Hospital in Fargo. He fought a long and hard fight when diagnosed with progressive aphasia and dementia. Chad was born September 6, 1973, at St. Luke's Hospital in Fargo to Hilda Miller and David Stebo. He attended Fargo North High School, graduated in 1992. He joined the Army National Guard July 5, 2005, and retired August 15, 2020. Chad is survived by his son, Dylan, of Augusta, Georgia, parents Hilda Miller of Borup and David Stebo of Fargo, siblings Lance Stebo of Wisconsin, DJ of Fargo, and Derek of Fargo, grandmother Della Stebo Hoff of Fargo, nephews Dalton, Dallas, and Dakota, and goddaughter Callie Ann Wold of Moorhead. He is preceded in death by his grandparents, Harvey and Helen and Clyde Hennon, aunts Zora Hagel, Patricia Aristed, and great-aunt Eleanor Barnes. The family would like to express their heartfelt thanks to the VA nurses on Unit 4B for providing excellent care. Memorial service will be at 11 a.m. Thursday, May 2nd at Hope Lutheran Church in Fargo, the North Campus. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 Wednesday at Winchester Lutheran Church of Borup. Visitation will continue for 1 hour before the service at Hope Lutheran Church on Thursday. Interment will be a full military rites at the Fargo National Cemetery in Harwood, North Dakota. Arrangements are with the Fredrickson-Ganji Funeral Home of Ada in Halstead. And now as we get ready to move over to the world of weather, right now in downtown Crookston, we're back to cloudy skies. Our temperature is up just a bit at 55 degrees. We have a southwest wind of 10 miles an hour, barometric pressure at 29.86 inches, and that is rising. Humidity is at 59%. Again, we have cloudy skies, 55 degrees. Let's take a look at our past 24 hours rain totals that we've received. Here at the KROX studios, we have 6/10 of an inch of rain. The Woods Edition reported 6/10 of an inch of rain. Euclid Avenue reported 72/100 of an inch of rain. And the Samson's Edition reported 72/100 of an inch of rain. As we take a look at our almanac from yesterday, a high of 54, a low of 37, and we had a half an inch of rain yesterday. On the almanac for today, today's average high is 62. The average low is 38. The year-ago high was 55. The year-ago low, 34. Today's record high, 88, set in 1952. The record low, 16, set in 1958. The sun rose at 6:09. The sun will set at 8:38 for 14 hours and 29 minutes of daylight. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, cloudy skies and 55 degrees. As the sun trying to sneak through the clouds once again. Taking a look at the forecast for this afternoon. Mostly sunny, a high near 60, west winds around 10 to 20 miles an hour. Then tonight, a 20% chance of showers after 4 a.m., so that would be Thursday morning, with a low around 45. Thursday, showers likely, mainly after 1 p.m. It'll be cloudy, a high near 55, a 70% chance of precipitation, and up to a half of an inch of rain possible tomorrow afternoon. Thursday night, showers likely, mainly before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 40, 70% chance of precipitation, and up to a quarter of an inch of rain Thursday night. So we could see another half an inch to three quarters of an inch tomorrow. Friday, a 50% chance of showers, partly sunny, a high near 60, west winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 25, with up to a tenth of an inch of rain possible. Friday night, a 20% chance of showers, a low around 40, wind gusts up to 20. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers, partly sunny, a high near 60, west winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny, a high near 70, wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Monday, a 50% chance of showers, partly sunny, a high near 75. And Tuesday, a 50% chance of showers, a high near 70, southeast winds of 20, gusting up to 30. That is a look at the noontime news. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies and 55 degrees. The noontime news today was brought to you in part by our friends at Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs, Hugo's Family Marketplace, Riverview Health, Prue Refrigeration, Heating, and American Federal Bank, along with Grand Cities Monument. All bringing you the noontime news on this Wednesday, May 1st.
Mealtime is made easy with food from the deli and Ann Pride Convenience Mart in Crookston. The daily lunch special for today is two fish tacos for $7.99 plus tax.